Welcome to Flavors Under the Big Sky, celebrating the bounty of the region. I'm Stella Fong. In this show, we go to Red Lodge, Montana, to under the Beartooth Mountains. On the main drag, just across the street from the iconic Pollard Hotel, is Piccola Cucina at Ox Pasture, where we find a slice of Sicily. Owner and chef Philip Guadagnoni owns four other Piccola Cucinas in New York and one in Ibiza, Spain. Piccola Cucina at Ox Pasture is restaurant number 6. Alexia and David Lucian started Ox Pasture as an incubation restaurant for chefs back in 2015. Chef Chris Lockhart and his wife Gina Burkhoff were the first to be in this space until they started their own restaurant, Prerogative Kitchen, down the way in late 2016. Piccola Cucina then has set up camp, or rather set up their pop-up restaurant, in the summers since. I taped this interview in the middle of June when Montana was in phase 2 of opening up during the COVID-19 pandemic. Piccola Cucina, along with other restaurants in the state, were working on getting back to business while adhering to new rules and regulations. On this day, it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I step into the modern farmhouse bistro-styled restaurant. Bent rattan chairs with blue and white weave bring us immediately to the al fresco cafes in Europe. The walls of white shells, one side flanked by the spirited bar and the other by the coffee station, lead you to look right at the open kitchen on the back wall. Here, we talk to chef and owner Philip Guadagnoni and his head chef, Benedetto Bisacquino, who takes on the nickname of Chef Benny. From Sicily to New York to Red Lodge, the duo brings Sicilian food from the largest island in the Mediterranean in one of Italy's 20 regions. Guadagnoni begins with sharing the history of Piccola Cucina.
So Piccola Cucina, this project in Red Lodge started 3 years ago. This is the 4 year. Just starting in June until September. Last year, this year, nobody knows about this problem, but maybe it's coming in more long one, maybe 25, 28 September, or never know. Just to do day by day planning what's going on in the future. Maybe stay open all year. Nobody know this year.
Well, let's start with the name of the restaurant, Piccola Cucina. It means small kitchen. Why did you choose that name?
Yeah, it's a small kitchen. Why? Piccola Cucina is a small kitchen. When the first restaurant opened in 2009 in New York, I found space too small. So the kitchen is very little kitchen. So the name, I just look around many names and then start Piccola Cucina. Why small kitchen? Why not put the Piccola Cucina? And all restaurants also way open now, and now different restaurants, also more big one, but the brand is Piccola Cucina and continue with this brand.
In New York, Guadagnoni has a family of Piccola Cucinas with a slightly different emphasis in each restaurant. There's Piccola Cucina Uptown, Enoteca or Wine Shop, Estiatorio Uptown Tavern, and Osteria offering more casual cuisine.
New York is 3 restaurants in Soho area, just one across the other one, so one block away. So I don't want to do the same menu for all restaurants. So you know the people, why I got there today, I need to go back at the same menu. So I want to give the opportunity people to do one different dream. So one day maybe eat Enoteca, so it's a tapas, small plate, tasting with the wine. One is Osteria, so the plate typical from East Sicily, our country, big portion. And then all the 2 locations is too much busy. We found another location just on the corner for spring. What do you do here? I do fish market. So the name is Estiatorio, sell the fish and cook the fish. Easy concept, just bring the product. Our concept is very easy. Focus on the product. Grill or, you know, the oven, olive oil, Oregon, nothing more.
Well, I know when I ate here, that was definitely the concept. You had fresh produce, you had fantastic olive oil and fresh, yes. Everything was just fresh, but very simple. So Chef Benny, how did you end up here in Montana? How long have you been cooking here at Ox Pasture?
I've been in Montana from 4 years, and we start to open the restaurant with the Philip and many people from New York. And for us was one of the best experiences, because when we come the first time, and I come in February, and I look in the town, I see that the town is empty. I say, maybe Philip is crazy. You want to open here, there are nobody. And after when we start to open the restaurant, we understand, yeah, there is many people move every summer, and there is a fantastic people, and the people start to enjoy us food and make it, the restaurant, the people very happy.
So why Montana?
Why Montana is David and Alexia bring us here? Why is our customer in New York propose, why not come open in our space in Red Lodge? So the first time Ben is coming here. So in that time, everybody, our staff love. So two reasons. First reason why the best people I found in my life, our customer in Montana is beautiful. A second reason why when you live in New York, you work in New York, you come here, you just turn off the power, is it different mentality, is it more easy, is it relax a little bit more. For us, this one is not only business. It's a business, a passion. For make happy customer, for us, is the first thing. The business coming after.
So you were the scout. You came out first and checked everything out, and then you went back and said, we must go, even in February.
Yes, I came in February 4 years ago, and we start to organize all the kitchen, because as kitchen, he have the same design in all the location. So we move all the stuff from the kitchen, and we buy all new stuff, and we organize everything. And after in May, Philip and the other staff come in the restaurant, and we start to do soft opening, and after we start to open like a regular restaurant.
So do you have another restaurant that is far away in Imbizia?
Yeah.
And why there?
Why when I started this concept, because Cucina want to go in the city. The our customer is many customers European in New York, right? So almost all European at least one time in the life go in Ibiza. We want to open a street there, so maybe when you go back in vacation in Ibiza, come back in the same Piccola Cucina. Before coming to New York, work in the Four Seasons Hotel. The Four Seasons Hotel have many locations in the world, right? So the customer Four Seasons jumping from one Four Seasons to another Four Seasons, usually. So he want to do the same thing for the restaurant. So this is the reason of opening Ibiza.
Well, as far as all these different restaurants, you're basically serving Sicilian food.
Yeah.
Let's step back to educate the listeners. What is Sicilian food?
Sicilian food, the first thing I want to tell is our restaurant is authentic. By almost 99%, the people work in the kitchen is from Sicily. So me, Benny, Andrea, Carl, everybody, right? Also in Red Lodge. So what is Sicilian food? Sicilian food is a mix for kitchen. So you go in and cross a Giardini in Naxos, is the kitchen is more Greek. So you go across the Trapani, is the kitchen is more Arabic, with Palermo included, right? So the Sicilian kitchen is one focus for testing the old world, Mediterranean. So Arabic, olive oil, Greek, Sicily, is spice. So is our kitchen want to do something very simple, olive oil, tomato. While in Sicily you have one of the best tomato in the world, Pacchino. So tomato, basil, olive oil, oregano. When I tell everybody, Piccola Cucina win, why is the use the best product? A simple thing.
Well, have you been able to find good sources for your produce and products here in Montana?
Yes, many products I bring directly with the New York with one truck, two, three times a month. The fresh product you use here, basil, all these things by here. But pasta, all these things I do in New York fresh. I use the only fresh pasta. So it's coming the truck I bring here.
So, Chef Benny, give me a little bit of your background. You are from Sicily.
Yeah.
And so when did you come to the States?
So I came in USA like 6 years ago, before I live in Switzerland. And I come in New York because I met Philip between other friends. So he contacted me and he asked me if I want to come to make a new experience in the USA. For me, it was the first time. When I come, for me, Piccola Cucina was like a big family because I come from different mentality and I grew up with Philip. So he learned me what is the best for him, best for us, best for the restaurant, for the business. So from 6 years ago, we tried to find the good way and start to work together. We opened together 3 restaurants. So I make good experience and he gave me a lot of chance. So for me, from when I come in USA, my life is changed.
Now, you were childhood friends? You knew each other when you were children?
Yes, it's a friend from my life. For maybe 20 years, but a different street. So also with Alfio, all the other people live in Sicily, in the same town. The Piccola Cucina, the power is the staff. So you ask, is he here? It's different than all other restaurants. Is he not the owner? Come, sit down, eat, the server serving. The owner is everybody's owner. Everybody stay there for make happy customer. This mentality is in the small thing is four season mentality. This I learned there. The four season mentality, the first thing is customer. Everything customer want, you need to give. The same in Piccola Cucina. Maybe.
Here, Chef Guadagnoni gives an example of how he puts the customer first and tries to fulfill the many requests from his guests.
Maybe example, tomorrow you tell Philip, you have a truffle. In New York, I don't know here. In New York, you have a truffle, maybe I don't have a truffle, or here, do the same thing. I tell, no, I have a truffle. But you want, tomorrow you come, I give a truffle, or maybe give me 2 hours, I found truffle for you. I do everything for the customer.
Well, that's that magic that you can create for your customers. So you were childhood friends, and I did read that your grandmother influenced a lot of your cooking.
Yeah.
Tell me about your grandmother.
Yes, in our family work in the restaurant business. Also my father work in the restaurant business. Everybody work in the restaurant business. So my grandmother work in the restaurant business, family business in Sicily many, many years ago. And then my father moved in Switzerland for work in the hotel. So one name is same my daughter. Now my daughter stay more in the kitchen in the school. You tell stay maybe 2-3 hours a day in the kitchen. So until now, if you ask tomato, basil, olive oil, you know, put this, he knows everything. So I do the same thing. I born in the restaurant. So I think this is my passion, my street, why also I born there. I don't know other job. I know only kitchen.
Family taught Guardioni to love and cook food. And what are the dishes he remembers from his Nonna?
I remember when pasta macaroni Norma is do with a little bit, you know, with the same fork. You put the flour, the pasta inside, you to make a tour. So I remember when in Italy, in Sicily, usually every Sunday, the family eat together, right? And the grandmother do pasta for everybody. When the grandmother not do this one, the family broke. So the grandmother is organized every Sunday for all the family. Pasta with meatball, with arancini. I remember all this, baby. I do the same thing. I know do nothing new.
Chef Benny, is that true of you too? Who was your influence in your life for food?
When I was young, I finished my first school. We need to decide which way is the best for me. So I like to cook, but I'm not sure what I want to do. So when I was 13 years, I started to go in the hotelier school. So after the first year, I got to do one experience in one hotel for try to understand if I like this job. So when I finished the season, I understand this is the job of my life. And from when I was 13 years, I start to work and never stop. So this is my life.
The success of a restaurant includes listening to the customer and having good food, but also...
In the restaurant business, you need to stay on the top. If you want to do something with, successful, you need to stay on the top. You need to check every day. And also, when you're not there, you need to check anytime. So it's a tough job, but you know, everything, all the job is tough when you don't have passion. When you have passion, honestly, when I stay home, I want to come back to work. The Piccola Cucina is a family, so you stay more hour with the Piccola Cucina staff, your wife. Together, make powerful go up.
Well, I think your power is also finding some really amazing people to run your kitchens.
Each restaurant, you have good staff. So it's involved in the business. So also this restaurant is go with me or out me, while Ben is a partner. And then you have Erica is in charge. All these people come from New York. He knows work together for 10 years. So it's family. For me, I found people for new work. I tell, listen, I don't know if you know the work or you don't know. I want to just two things. You need to listen and you need to go sport every day. So when you have these 2 points, you start to work with us. While sport, I think it take off a lot of things negative. And listen is the important in the life. Why now nobody want to listen anymore?
Well, I'm hoping that changes. Now, have you had a chance to actually see Montana?
I see Montana in this year, go to Yellowstone Park, or yesterday go in Bozeman, I see Billing, but I don't see very well. Personally, all the time I come here, I come in the restaurant, I stay in the restaurant. The reason why Monday closed is why I want to stay together all the stuff and do something for make enjoy the permanence in Montana. So when everybody together is more happy, more funny, and people enjoy more the Montana.
Welcome back to the second part of Flavors Under the Big Sky. We are in Red Lodge at Piccola Cucina at Ox Pasture, talking to chef and owner, Philip Guadagnoni.
So tell me about the menu here at Ox Pasture.
Here I'm going to do traditional plate. So with the lasagna, meatball, you know, pasta la norma, typical Sicilian. Anytime with the product, good product, the best product you found in this moment in the market. So I do traditional plate. Lasagna, meatball.
What is a traditional lasagna?
For us, a traditional lasagna is, you know, the ragu. Ragu you need to cook in 3-4 hours, little by little. And when you do good ragu, you 99% you have a good lasagna.
Describe the ragu to the listeners.
Yeah, the ragu you do is just cut the meat with a knife. Then put the carrot, celery, onion, put the meat together, cooking, then put the wine, cooking for 3-4 hours, little by little, in the rosemary, thyme, nothing more.
One of my favorite dishes at Piccola Cucina is the arancini, Sicilian rice balls with ragu and mozzarella center. Chef Benny explains.
Yes, arancini is one of the famous plates from Sicily. And the arancini is rice cooked with saffron, butter, cheese, and you cook for like 15 minutes. And after when it comes cold, you use the ragu you make before with the green beans, and you put a little bit mozzarella cheese, and you make a balls with meat, and after you cover the balls with the rice, and after you put in the breadcrumb. And after you can fry. This is the original recipe of arancini.
For the arancini aficionado, she can tell where the recipe comes from just by taking a bite.
There is different kind of arancini in Sicily because, for example, we make an arancini from Catania. Every place have a different arancini. So when you go in Sicily, you can find different arancini with the bechamel and the ham, or just with the pistachio, or with the chocolate, with the salmon.
Yeah, it's easy to fight for the arancini. You know, I'm from Catania, Ben is from Palermo. So in Sicily, from Palermo, the name is arancina, and from Catania is arancini. So in Sicily, you don't believe, different city is completely different kitchen. Not different count, different city. Palermo, Catania, in different kitchen. So when I do arancini, I know Palermo, this is our recipe. No, this is our recipe. So it's play also with this thing arancini.
Just explain a little bit. Many Americans like to eat pasta very soft. Pasta in its perfect way is supposed to have a little bite to it.
Yeah. So in America, many people say, you tell me before, you like pasta soft, right? But also this one, before, many years ago. Now is also like the pasta al dente. But also American people travel on the world. And when you go in Europe or in Italy, you maybe try the pasta. And when you come back, you want the same pasta. So it's changing world. Just yesterday night, talked with Benny about this one. When I started in 2009, 2008 in New York, do pasta with sorcino, right? In the beginning, nobody wanted this pasta. Also depends. Our pasta server, I serve the pasta in the pans directly, right? In the beginning, everybody wanted a plate. Now, see, you bring the pasta without pants, ask why today I don't have the pants. So the people also change. I think now the American people, is you eat Italian kitchen better than in USA than in Italy now. Is in America, USA, is you have now very, very good Italian kitchen.
Though Piccola Cucina offers simple traditional dishes on their menu, the kitchen finds joy in highlighting seasonal products and adding some creativity to their dishes.
Friday, I do one zucchini. Just I cut, I take off all the white part. I put the gorgonzola cream. Then I put the meatball from lobster. Then I do one sauce lobster anyway. This plate, I put 4 years ago when I start, right away closed the restaurant. So also in Montana, in 4 years, people want something different. So I want traditional plate, but with the creative for the chef. Well, you don't want to do come just work. You need something creative every day. You need to think something different.
So does that mean that you run a special every day?
Yes.
Yeah. So we have a regular menu every day, and also we do like a 3-4 plate every day, and we change every day, and we make a new plate a little bit different for start to learn the people. So maybe we make spaghetti with lobster, or sometime we make spaghetti with the squid ink. Last year I used to make pasta with the scallops.
Risotto with the gold flour, same Marchese, big Marchese. Last year do Benny. Yeah. Risotto black squid ink with the gold hour, right? It's the foil gold or something different. For the traditional, they plate Italian with the big chef bring here in Montana.
Well, one of the things you also do on your menu is you do a whole fish. And a lot of restaurants don't do whole fish. Tell me about your fish.
Yes, we found one company in Billings. And when we come the first time, I got to talk with the company, and they just to buy the fish for us. So all the branzino, lobster, and scallops, fresh scallops, or calamari, they just bring for us because we put in the menu and we organize. We have this fish every week, and also the octopus, because we serve the grilled octopus. From 2 years ago, I can believe I can sell all these octopus in Montana.
What's your secret from keeping octopus from getting very tough?
The secret is we just boiling it before, and after we cook the grill. But it's most important to find the good way, because usually it's more cooked or it's not cooked. So the people, the taste is different, and the people make complaint. So you need to find the good cook, so the people can eat and it's soft, and they can enjoy the octopus, you know?
Octopus, branzino, and squid ink are the traditional ingredients diners enjoy. But still, the most popular dish is not from Sicily, but from Mexico, though invented by an Italian.
I never see people eat Caesar salad like here. Also, I think all the menu, but I think arancini and the parmigiana and the cacio e pepe and carbonara and the lobster, I think is the most plate we sell.
I see many people ask about Caesar salad. So I tell Benny, Benny, you need to do something, you know, not go out too far from Sicily, but you know, make enjoy people. So maybe one or two plates you need to found, do the best study, what is the best Caesar salad, doing the menu, or make happy customer. You know, when you come here and then you put all Sicilian menu with typical sardine, typical, you know, too fishy, maybe customer not coming. Why? You need explaining, you need to learn people different tasting. In our culture, it no exist mayonnaise, right? No exist ketchup, no exist fried potatoes, but many people want, right? So you need the explaining, listen, maybe you eat less mayonnaise for your body is better, you eat more olive oil, no fry, is it more easy for you?
Piccola Cucina listens to the customer and continues to learn about Montana diners. The restaurant courts and educates the customer by offering some familiar and requested dishes.
I don't do the menu. The customer, when he tell me, oh, this lasagna is fantastic. I do another example. When I come here, the lasagna is not too much sauce. Not too much sauce, right? In Europe, you in Italy, usually the lasagna, when you take off the oven, stay there, all the ragu together. When they do the same thing here, a lot of customers ask, why no extra sauce? So right away change. The lasagna now is with double sauce.
For us, is a new experience. So we know people in New York, but we don't know what they like here.
Piccola Cucina may not know the Montana palate completely, but in the meantime, they are sharing their Sicilian cuisine with care.
Now is our heart, our background, where I come from. I come from there. So you see our plate where I come from.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, you, and thank you from Montana and all people coming because.
Thanks to Philip Guadioni and Benedetto Bisequino from Piccola Cucina for bringing the taste of Sicily to Big Sky Country. I wish them buona fortuna in their pop-up endeavor in Red Lodge this summer. My cookbook, Flavors Under the Big Sky, Recipes and Stories from Yellowstone Public Radio and Beyond, was released 2 weeks ago. This book pays homage to my time in Montana over these 20 years, discovering the bounty and the producers and creators of our food under the big sky. If you are interested in a copy, go to stellafong.com. Music for Flavors Under the Big Sky, celebrating the bounty of the region, has been provided by Parker Brown. Additional funding comes from the Greater Montana Foundation, encouraging communications on issues, trends, and values of importance to Montanians. Thanks to you, listeners, for your support. If you want additional information about this program or Yellowstone Public Radio, go to ypradio.org. I'm Stella Fong.